Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I got to say, I talked about my back-to-back games doing the Christmas Eve, and then you have to wake up and do Christmas morning.
You also tapped out in the fourth quarter, but that's fine. Well, we won't mention that.
No, and I went in the hot tub for like a couple hours.
Hot tub
a couple hours, but away from the babies were kind of sleeping then. But at the end of the day, yeah, I did go and tap out. But I'll tell you the one thing that everybody was in for, including me, was all the non, you know, real Vikings fans. So my two daughters, my two stepdaughters, my wife, you know, everybody's kind of like, the babies, they were all ready. We had the Vikings game on, right? But there was a lot of hullabaloo going around. And I was fine with that. I was pretty much just watching to see whether Jameer Gibbs could get more points than Amon-Ra St. Brown, because those are I have Jameer Gibbs and my son-in-law has Amon-Ra. He got me yesterday, so I'm behind him, so we'll see what happens. But I was kind of watching the game too. But when Snoop came out in that red outfit, that was and I'll tell you what, isn't Snoop Dogg, he has become a national treasure. He has crossed over the line from rapper gangsta, and you know, I went back and read the old Wikipedia on him, and there's some stuff in his past.
The 90s were a very different time for one Mr. Snoop Lion.
So he claims he began rapping in sixth grade, and he said, this is from the Wikipedia, in his teenage years, Snoop Dogg began engaging in unlawful activities and joining gangs despite his mother's preventive efforts. He was a member of the Rollin' 20s Crips gang in the East Side neighborhood of Long Beach in 1993. However, he denied the frequent police and media reports by saying that he never joined a gang. So they're saying Snoop was denying it. Shortly after graduating from Long Beach Polytechnic High School in 1989, he was arrested for possession of cocaine, and for the next 3 years was frequently incarcerated at the Wayside Jail. Unlike many of the harder-edged gangster rap artists, Snoop Dogg seemed to show his softer side, according to music journalists. He was, however, in 1993, charged with first-degree murder for shooting a member of a rival gang, who they actually found was killed by Snoop Dogg's bodyguard. Snoop Dogg was acquitted on February 20th, 1996, and the case was closed in 2024. According to Snoop Dogg, after he was acquitted, he did not want to continue living the gangsta lifestyle because he felt that continuing his behavior would result in his assassination or prison term. And then, who does he gang up with in one of the great duos, but the great connections of all time, was Martha Stewart and Snoop.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Pharrell, because Drop It Like It's Hot was something else.
Oh, well, that's okay. But I mean, we can. That's not. I mean, that's what he did for a living. Mm-hmm. But you don't really even think about Martha Stewart and a black gangster rapper who was charged with murder.
I mean, she served time.
She did serve time. So they had that in common. And she served time for what? Insider trading, I think it was. Mm-hmm. She served time. But so Snoop Dogg comes out. He goes to work with Martha Stewart. They did a bunch of shows together. The 2024 Olympics, he was the spokesperson for the 2024 Olympics, or the 2024 Olympics. He got two sports Emmys. I got to say, watching the Olympics, the highlight was at night when Snoop would do his thing. I remember he was sitting with all like the swimming parents, you know, going nuts for. I mean, he was not unbiased. He was there as an American, right, representative. He was wearing the red, white, and blue outfit every day. He was at the events cheering people on. I didn't realize he won two Emmys for that. And then, of course, we do remember, by the way, he performed his halftime show at Super Bowl 56 alongside Dr. Dre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. And do you remember what the key moment of that performance was? And this,
the Kendrick Lamar part.
Well, no, I mean, no, it was, it's like afterwards, he goes like behind the trailer, and guess what he was doing? Smoking pot.
That's what he does.
Correct. And I mean, I don't know where Super Bowl 56 was.
It was L.A.
Or whether was pot legal in L.A.?
Pot's been legal in California for a long time.
So I'm sitting there. People are going nuts, and I go, one, it's pot, okay? Two, to even if it's illegal, and say, two, it's legal. And three, is anybody surprised that Snoop smokes pot?
He pays someone six figures just to roll his joints.
Yeah.
I don't think that job offering was up on LinkedIn.
But all of that is forgotten now. And you know why? Because Snoop is, and we saw what was really cool about the performance yesterday. And this was from a Today's Star Tribune. They talked about it. But he brought like so many people into the show. They were talking about, I guess, last year. It says, so he had in there, let's see. First of all, he had, here it is, right here, the celebrity guests. So first, Martha Stewart introduced him, of course. She, I don't think she was here, but I think it was on video in the concert tape segment. Huntrix, do you know Huntrix?
Nope.
They're the trio at the center of the hit movie K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, okay. I do know K-pop. My family was very critical of the K-poppers. But I'm like, guys.
So here,
what the kids want.
Right. So here he's got Martha Stewart there for the oldies.
Right.
He brings in Huntrix for the young kids.
Right.
And I got to tell you, my 2-year-old and the one and a half year old are jumping around.
Dude,
and my wife was jumping.
Like the Demon Hunters.
Everybody was jumping around the TV. And that Snoop is letting it go. So that was pretty cool. And then he brings in, and then he really
the lead.
Goes up.
He brings in
Lainey Wilson, who's a country singer,
it's
a well-known country singer. She's driving like a truck, talented. You know, Santa Claus is coming to town. Yep. And then the piece de resistance.
I could not believe
Andrea
what I was
seeing. Andrea Bocelli and his son Matteo, whose participation had not been revealed beforehand, duetted on White Christmas. And that was the piece de resistance.
How much did Netflix have to pay to get Andrea Bocelli and son to fly to Minneapolis on Christmas Day to do what he does? This is internationally renowned voice, like a voice for the ages,
it
right?
Is.
And he was there to watch the Minnesota Vikings perform. It's like, how much money did they pay to make sure he showed up?
Well, I agree. I don't think anybody, well, there's exceptions. For example, I don't think too many acts show up at these halftime shows because they love the team. Now, there have been examples.
I'm saying, what are you doing at a football stadium right. on Christmas, Andrea? What?
On Thanksgiving, I've seen like Eminem perform in Detroit.
That's his place.
So you would see some of that. You know, if Prince was still around, you know, maybe he would have performed it. But they had none of them. They're all getting paid for it. But yeah, I'm sure he didn't come cheap.
It has to be like. At least a few million.
Well, and the funny thing was, from a football perspective, Thanksgiving this year, the three Thanksgiving games were all spectacular. They were between teams fighting for the playoffs, three big time matchups. The Christmas there's nine teams. They had three Christmas games. No, it's just six teams. Yeah, right. Three times two. Six.
Math is hard.
Six.
For me.
It is hard. Two, four, six. Six teams. Five of them. five of them were out of the playoffs, and the one of them that wasn't were the Lions and got kicked out. So there was no playoff teams in that lineup, and so Netflix played like $150 million for it. So they really needed the halftime show. They needed it. It was probably worthwhile.
They should have. What would have really brought that to the next level is they had Andrea Bocelli and son. They should have had Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly there to like do the rendition from Step Brothers.
That would have
put it into a different stratosphere. So next year, when you pay $200 million Netflix, that's where you need to go.
By the way, last night we did finally, when everybody left, we lit a fire. I got a glass of scotch and we watched, and my wife had a little wine and we watched, and it is a great movie. My wife had not seen it before. And the first time
Step Brothers?
I love Step Brothers.
Like, oh my God.
But Elf.
She's never seen Elf.
And I'll tell you what, the first time I saw it, came out in 2003, I want to say. First time I saw it, I didn't like it either. And I was wrong because it's tremendous.
Will Ferrell is, I think, one of the true champions of surprising comedy. Anchorman was kind of the same, and when they try to replicate it, it wasn't as good, because who randomly makes a movie about 1970s news anchors and like does it? You're just like, the concept alone, the idea alone is incredible.
Yeah, and he's perfect guy for Elf. But the thing you realize about that movie, it's a conglomeration of a lot of other Christmas movies. It's a lot like Rudolph, because he gets on the little thing and goes away. There you have
the hero's journey.
There you have the dentist and Rudolph, you know, going away to the island of unfit toys.
Misfits
of unfit toys. And the one, my favorite, is the cowboy who's riding what? An ostrich.
Yep, as one does.
That was the misfit toys. You have that. You have a little bit the Jimmy Stewart movie, What a Wonderful Life, that the hardened guy becomes the dad, played by James Caan, which is epic. It's got a lot of different. It's got
the mailroom scene, and he goes downstairs.
Oh, the mailroom scene.
Oh God!
By the way, that's a little takeoff when he's down there doing the dance. That's a little bit of a takeoff on Pee Wee's Big Adventure when he does the big shoes dance. Have you ever seen that? Mm-mm. When he accidentally, you've never seen Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
It was just before.
He knocks over. He goes to this bar, this biker's bar, and he knocks over one guy's bike, and all the bikes go down.
Oh my
and
God.
They're going to kill him. So they're going to kill him. So he does the big shoes dance, and then they all love him. That's what Will Ferrell did there. When we come back, our last serious topic of the day. The U.S. launches strikes on the Islamic State targets in Nigeria. Trump says to protect Christian populism from the terrorist group. My question is, what happened to Trump's promise that he wouldn't be engaging us in overseas wars? We'll talk about that when we come back here on 830-WCCO. Korzenowski in for Hartman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So I'm assuming that sounded like Jim Carrey as
yes.
the Grinch. Am I right?
The greatest Christmas movie that has ever been produced is The Grinch.
There was, I think, at the Wolves game when they were playing the Knicks, there was a Grinch, a guy who dressed up like the Grinch. And I'm kind of, what would get an adult, wasn't a child,
mm-hmm.
to put on a complete Grinch outfit to go to an NBA basketball game? To be on TV, it would be my guess.
Or to scare the bejesus out of kids,
yeah.
right? There's a lot of videos on the TikTok where I waste a lot of my life of parents or aunts and uncles that walk into the family party and the kids just go nuts, but not in the good way.
Yeah.
Like, they'll start fighting them. They'll attack.
Really?
It's crazy. The kids turn into little spider monkeys.
Don't they understand the story?
They do.
The story
I think that's
is,
why they're he's here to steal our stuff.
But the story is that he comes through at the end.
Sure.
And
they're not
made,
willing
and
to take that chance.
The one thing that sticks in me from that cartoon is that little dog having to pull that big old sleigh. And Max is like hanging down when he's hanging down.
My cloak.
But it is you should like the Grinch, right? I guess he stands for that. But there was a great Michael Grady who's the part-time Wolves play-by-play TV announcer because he's doing so many national games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this is probably the last time that the Wolves will have him. And in fact, he was doing the Knicks game, which was a national game, I think. But anyway, he's doing it. And all of a sudden, Julius Reynolds stole the ball and he dunks and he goes, "The Grinch." He was throwing in Christmas references all over. It was just wonderful. To listen to Michael Grady, so I really one of the best I've heard. Here's some things that you might recall that were key aspects of Donald Trump's platform when he was running for presidency back in 2024. American First, right? Trump embraced the American First slogan, which involved prioritizing U.S. interests over international cooperation and alliances, a stance often historically associated with an isolationist approach. He had criticism of alliances. He was highly critical of traditional U.S. alliances, particularly NATO, suggesting that allies were not paying their fair share and that the U.S. should reduce its commitments. He had a non-interventionist rhetoric. During his campaigns, he often denounced previous wars as disasters and presented himself as an anti-war candidate, which appealed to voters fatigued by prolonged U.S. military interventions in the Middle East. Trade protectionism, which we've talked about as well. But yet, what has he done? In summary, he campaigned on these themes that resonated with an isolationist sentiment, focusing inward and questioning foreign entanglements. But his actions since then have not been that. I mean, we all know that he makes a lot of promises upon which he does not deliver.
Not the only politician to do that.
Not the only politician to do that, for sure. But then he says that he did give it to us when he didn't. I mean,
he's just hoping we don't remember. This is why the gaslighting works sometimes.
Right, it does. But in this one, he's doing something. This is not him saying he's going to do something and not doing it. This is him saying, "I'm not going to do something," and then he's doing it. right? Because he's now obsessed with Venezuela and shooting boats out down there. He's chasing one of the tankers around. But that's a tanker that's going to take Venezuelan oil and sell it to Iran, and they're not supposed to do that. And that's sanctioned. That might actually be a good maneuver by Trump. I'm not going to criticize that. Mm-hmm. And we all know what he's really doing down in Venezuela is they are one of the largest producing oil countries in the world. By a long way.
Are you saying we're trying to wrangle control of resources away from native countries?
And we should at least have a good relationship with them and try to get their resources.
Also, not our own playbook. It's been done for a very long time
But now he's shooting us, and now he goes into the Islamic State he launched strikes on the Islamic State targets in Nigeria to protect the country's Christian population from the terrorist group. President Trump said Thursday on Christmas Day, the United States launched a powerful and deadly strike against ISIS terrorist scum in northwest Nigeria, Trump said in a post on Truth Social. I previously warned these terrorists that if they did not stop the slaughtering of Christians, there would be hell to pay, and there was tonight. The strike comes after Trump said last month that he had instructed the Pentagon to prepare for possible military action in Nigeria. The U.S. could go in guns a-blazing with the goal of wiping out Islamic militants in the country, he said. Trump also threatened to halt all aid and assistance to the country if it, quote, continues to allow the killing of Christians.
Sending aid. Seems like a good playing chip.
Well, the one thing about that is I think Kiri's just shooting missiles in there. We don't have any boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. But he's still, from when I came from, isn't that an act of war? I mean, I guess I'm not an expert on that, but he's just running around bombing people because he feels like it. And there's no evidence that he's ever clarified it, that it was necessary, that what ramifications there are. I don't know enough about that to speak on that. It just seems to me that Trump is going against. And remember, he was the first president that said, we need to get out of Afghanistan. And then Biden came in and did it. Now, he didn't do it in a very efficient manner of doing it. OK, you could criticize Biden for botching that if you want. I don't know whether there was any way to get around that. Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. But the actual getting out of Afghanistan was something about which Trump and Biden actually agreed. And now we're out of Afghanistan. And that same thing happened, by the way, in Nigeria when we left there, and that we had troops there. Mm-hmm. We got them out of there because we don't want to have them there. And now, you know, the Islamic State got in there. And something that I think a lot of people don't realize, the Islamic State is a sliver of the Muslim faith. I mean, they're like the way wackos. Just like any faith, any religious faith has the
extremists
wackos.
Exist everywhere.
Extremists. It's not the majority. I mean, they're killing Muslims too. I mean, but they are our enemy. So I'm not sitting here saying we shouldn't maybe bomb our enemy. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it seems like Trump is just doing this stuff willy nilly, but maybe he's not. We'll see. So anyway, I thought I'd get to that before we get out of here. When we come back, we'll get back to a more serious topic. Housework. How come people that live together can't figure out who should do the housework? We'll talk about that when we get back on 830 WCCO. Korzenowski in for Chad. Lindsay in for Dave Harrigan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Monday? Isn't it Friday?
Money?
Oh, money. I thought they were saying Monday. See, I'm doing
this
what I did.
This is ABBA, Corzo.
I told you, I don't like ABBA.
ABBA,
I'm
ABBA,
not a fan
whatever.
Of ABBA. ABBA,
have
ABBA.
You ever seen Mamma Mia?
No, I never would.
Your life hasn't truly started yet, Corzo. How old are you, 50?
65.
Something close to 50. You haven't started. Just think of all you have ahead of you because you haven't seen Mamma Mia yet. What a life.
What is it about?
What is it about?
I thought they were
it's
saying
about young
Monday.
Love. It's so, about finding old love.
What this really
finding yourself.
What this really gets to is I right there misheard that line. And yep. We were talking about that earlier, and I did want to touch on this that somebody had a really funny one here. If I can find it, let's see if I can find it about song lyrics that we all think they say one thing but they really say the other. Why can't I find this one on here? It was the best one that I've seen today. Let's see. He had a lot of capital letters in it, so I should be able to see it.
I love it when people yell over text.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. But anyway, here it is. He says, I thought Stevie Wonder's song, Part-Time Lover, was really Apartheid Lover. No, this second part, I think, is, I'm saying
it's aggressive.
I think the second part, he's being probably joking. He says, I was singing it in Watts after the Rodney King mess and was almost mauled. I don't believe that part of that text, but maybe it is true. But there's one as well. So there, I just thought that was going on there. So given that my wife and I just had the back-to-back Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, I mean, it was a team effort. But I got to admit that there it's funny because one of our granddaughters, she's 2 years old, and they get her a lot of things. Like one of the gifts she got for Christmas was her own little. It's like a, it's a plastic like sink. So it's got a tub underneath it. So it's like you fill it with water, and then it's got water inside.
They gave her
of it.
The cleaning kit.
She's there washing the dishes. You're training her to wash.
Better
the dishes.
Better get it for the grandsons too. Once they start rolling around, that's all I'm going to say. Okay.
She's got a little kitchen that she makes stuff in.
Get them started young, know where they belong, right?
But I'm telling you what, they do imitate their mothers. Like her mother is pregnant, and so Charlotte puts a ball in her shirt and walks around with it. I mean,
sure.
she's mimicking her mother,
mm-hmm.
is what she's doing. And her mother, but I'll tell you what, her father does a lot of cooking. He does. He cooks.
Fantastic.
In fact, he probably does most of their cooking.
Love it.
But she likes to cook too. She likes to pretend she's cooking because she sees her parents doing it. So I don't. And you know, would a boy do that? But I thought that was funny. She's got a sink. But cohabitating men and women tend to have different views on what a fair division of housework looks like, according to new research published in the journal Sex Roles. Despite the increase in women's participation in the labor force over the last century, the gender division of housework withstood time. remaining unfavorable for women. Research reveals that issues of inequality in the family sphere undermine relationship success by creating tension, conflicts, and dissatisfaction between romantic partners, said the study author. So the men kind of think like, for example, my wife works outside the home. I work outside the home. She probably works more than I do outside the home. Mm-hmm. In fact, I work more at home. And so, you know, if she's working and the dish, I mean, I do housework, but we do different things. She does the laundry. I don't do the laundry.
Okay.
I do not.
You guys have set roles, but when you see a mess, you're not going to just leave it for her to deal with later.
No. And then like when we have a lot of people over, you know, I figure I'm going to help clean up. We clean up together. I will say, Christmas Eve night, I was literally exhausted. I'm just sitting there and she started cleaning up, but I just said, I kind of begged out. Then I got up and helped
her. You tapped out two
nights
in a row.
But she was okay with it. I mean, it's like I didn't expect her to do it. I just said, I can't do it. I'm too tired.
But she knows what this arrangement
is.
She
does. So, no, it's a weird, you know, but she does the laundry, right? She does the laundry. I do the mowing lawn. You know, I do the shoveling the sidewalks. I do the outside stuff. And then inside, you know, I mean, we have two old dogs. You know, they pee on the floor all the time. You know, I take out the dogs.
Do you clean up the pee when the dogs have an accident?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking, Corzo.
Of course
I'm just checking because there's all these little pockets of labor. Speaking of what we were talking about in the first segment, which is already fully podcastable on the Odyssey app, of how like the magic of the season happens or just how life goes on. There's all this unspoken, unrecognized labor. And in a lot of ways, I know that we've made so many different strides when it comes to gender equality, equity, all of those things. But to your point about women working in higher rates outside the home, there hasn't been as much of an adjustment inside. So you're almost pulling double duty.
You are. Well, but I wonder what they mean by household chores, because it's not just inside the household.
No.
It's outside the household, too.
Right.
And so when I grew up, we had a very distinct division of labor in my family that the girls did the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I did the outside stuff. I mowed the lawn. I shoveled the walk. I did the outside stuff. They did the inside stuff. I mean, that's not the way it is between me and my wife. I do a lot of inside stuff. In fact, I do not like dishes in the sink. So if there's dishes in the sink,
I like that too. My partner
I'm going to empty the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And my wife likes to put them in the sink. The only time I put them in the sink is if the dishwasher is full and it needs to be done, and I just don't have the time to do it at that point in time. But but generally speaking, I'm a believer that the internal I think we have a very good division of labor, and that's why I think we probably get along. That's probably like that other story you sent me where they said people that get together. There used to be opposites attract.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think opposites
attract. Oh, the mental health thing?
Yeah.
I read that to my partner this morning. I was like, this is a great sign for us because the study said basically, you know, you agree on politics, you agree on ethics, like you line up on a lot of things that helps the relationship and obviously diminishes tension. But the findings were that couples do better, they find each other more often if they have the same mental difficulties. Like if you have ADHD, you're more likely to be with somebody else who has ADHD or all those things. And my partner and I are for sure fit that bill. And I haven't ever been with someone who's been the same as me. And so that understanding, and a lot of it's unspoken, which is amazing too, because even just speaking or letting other people know what needs to be done is labor in and of itself. And so I think the less you have to explain, the better and the stronger your relationship is.
I think there's probably some truth in that. I'll tell you something that has occurred to me, and I've seen this happen to people, that back in the day, you know, when I was getting married back pre-Trump, okay, I really didn't care if the people I was dating or the person I was married to was Republican or Democrat. I just didn't care because it just wasn't that big of a difference.
Politics weren't
that big. The difference between George W. Bush and Bill Clinton and Herbert Walker Bush and before him, it just wasn't that, and even Obama to some degree, it wasn't that big of a difference, right?
They could have voted for Mitt and you'd have no problem with it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was no big difference. But I really am, I'm sure there are families out there. In fact, I know some people where if you know, if my where Trump has become so divisive and people, you know, people, anybody that is a that's a Trump fan and you don't say he's divisive, the reason people like him is because he is divisive. That's the big reason, because
he says what I can't.
Because he's going to say, we don't like your whole other side. It's not that we don't just like what you agree with, what you believe. We don't like you. And that's why the people love him. The people that love him love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he is divisive. And so those people that are married and that they got married back when no one really cared. Okay. You're a Republican. I'm a Democrat. We might have an occasional argument, you know, over the dinner table, but nothing big deal. Now it's divisiveness between both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there have been marriages that have broken up because of it.
A ton, especially right after COVID. I mean, think that like it put a lot of people not just seeing where maybe their significant other stood, but then you have this kind of existentialism that's pressing on and you're like, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life? Like, how could I be with someone who is so different than me in like a way that I'm not comfortable
and
with?
I'm sure it goes both ways.
Sure.
I'm sure it is. Maybe I'm the one and I my wife all of a sudden loves Trump and I can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be I'm voted for Trump and my wife is a Democrat and I can't. It could go either way.
Right.
OK. I mean, I'm thinking Trump started this, but it's not like the Democrats have done much to close the gap. I'm just saying this is what politics are now. And
and
I had a good friend and his wife was had become a Trumper and he really upset him. He ended up dying, sadly. But it was definitely an issue between he and his wife. And then I know somebody else who just kind of avoids it. You know, they don't get really into it. And mm-hmm. I think they'll be okay. I mean, I think you can survive it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to a podcast once where the dad went kind of over the deep end and went on the January 6th thing and came back. And the family really didn't like that he did it. And his son actually like called the FBI and turned him in.
I remember hearing about
you
that.
You know, so it is a thing that, because like I said, that looking at what you, how you, it's just politics wasn't a big deal when I was picking people to be around.
And now it's the first thing, like we're talking kind of in the later on when you've already committed to someone. Now it's one of the things you lead with in considering who you're going to date. I have a lot of people my age that aren't married. I'm 33. And so a lot of my friends aren't married yet. And then I got younger cousins too. And you see what the market is on the apps and you see how other women are talking about how they interact with men if they're seeking out a man for their partner. And it's people are so far apart in their values. And then sometimes I feel like you get so focused on your values, you can't really be open to see anybody else's either. And so we're so polarized.
Right. That's right. I mean, I generally try not to discuss it. I'd have to.
Yeah.
It's hard. Someday I'll try to get through a Chad Hartman show without mentioning Trump, but that might be a long time until that happens.
Good luck.
Isn't that right? When we come back, your Golden Gopher football team is going to be kicking off at the Rate Bowl in Arizona at about 3:30. So we'll see. There was a really good piece by Randy Johnson in the Star Tribune kind of going over the legacy so far of P.J. Fleck. We'll discuss that when we return here on 830 WCCO. Korzenowski in for Chad and Lindsey Brown in for Dave Harrigan. You know, Nadine Babu. You know Nadine?
I do.
Gopher Hall. She's been on the show a couple times. She's a gem. A great lover of Gophers football, Gophers basketball. And she would always get a kick out of me because I always would talk about those years when the Gophers would make the NIT and everyone think that's really bad. And I loved the NIT. And the reason I loved the NIT was this. If you're the Gophers, like look at the Gophers now, right? They've played they play about five or six of their preseason or non-conference games against teams that, and the Gophers are maybe the 80th best team in the country. Maybe not even that good. And they're beating teams by 20, 30 points because they're just playing the teams that are 300th best team in the country, right? Those games are boring. Who cares? But when you go to the NIT, guess what you're playing? You're playing against teams that are just like you. So you have competitive games that are fun to watch. And this bowl situation where the Gophers go play the bowl games every year, they're playing competitive teams that are better teams than they generally would schedule in the non-conference season. The Gophers generally schedule one non-conference game that's competitive and two that they're going to win. And so the bowl game gives them a chance to play a team that's allegedly similar to them in ability. And look at the game today. The Gophers are a 1.5-point favorite at a neutral site. I think it's fun to watch those games. That's more fun than going and watching them play Buffalo or Little Sisters of the Poor that they beat 66-0. So I get a kick out of these bowl games. I don't take them overly seriously, but I like watching Gopher football. And so I generally, if I'm not doing something else or traveling, I generally will sit down and watch these bowl games. And the Gophers have been great in bowl games. They've won 8 straight bowl games, including Fleck has won all 6 of his bowl games. I know Laura Oakes earlier, when she was doing the news, played a piece, I think, from P.J. Fleck, saying, you know why we're good at this? Because our players take the bowl game seriously. And there's a lot of college football teams that don't take them seriously. And also, this is different than kids opting out, okay? For example, LaMeca Brockington is probably not going to play because he thinks he's got some – he's getting ready for the draft. I don't know whether he's good enough to get drafted, but my whole point used to be, if you're not getting paid, okay, because they weren't, then why should you risk your NFL future by playing in a meaningless bowl game, right? Why should you even risk your NFL future to play in the NFC Championship game? I mean, the NCAA Championship game. Why should you do that? But now they're getting paid, so it would seem to me that when, I don't know if they sign contracts or not, but if they do that, they should make them play. But I see that, you know, so Darius Taylor's going to play. Anthony Smith is going to play. Drake Lindsey's going to play. So the Gophers are going to have most of their starting players play. The ones that are transferring, Ejiebo, the backup running back, Ejiebo is not going to play. So Fleck usually gets his guys to play and gets them to play hard. And I enjoy watching them win those games. And before him, the last bowl game the Gophers had before Fleck took over was when Tracy Clays was coaching the Gophers, and they were playing in the Holiday Bowl against Washington State. And the Washington State had that coach with a real high-flying offense. The coach has since passed away. And the Gophers had like 17 players suspended because there was that big sexual controversy that a lot of those kids were proven not to have committed what they were accused of. But the Gophers won that game in a pretty remarkable fashion, similar to yesterday's Vikings game where you didn't think they would. But we're talking about P.J. Fleck's legacy. And this is from the Star Tribune today, Randy Johnson. It will be Fleck's 7th bowl game in his 9 years as coach, and all those postseason appearances have been successful. The Gophers are 6-0 in bowls under Fleck and carry an eight-game bowl winning streak into the season. Next season will be Fleck's 10th at Minnesota, and he's elevated the program. The program's best bowl finish, I guess it gets down to this with Fleck. He had the one great season, 2019, when they were so close to going to the Rose Bowl. They beat undefeated Penn State in what is the highlight. That's the highlight of Gopher football since I've been following them, going back to when I was 9 years old, was beating Penn State, and now they had 2 games in front of them. If they win both of those games, they would have gone to the Rose Bowl, and they didn't. They lost both of those games. And so then they might have even gone to the Rose Bowl if they just lost one of those games. They lost to Iowa and Wisconsin. But then they went to the Outback Bowl, and again, Auburn was and they beat Auburn pretty good at the Outback Bowl and finished number 10 in the rankings. But if you look at some of his statistics, his Minnesota record is 65-44 with a win percentage of .596. Now, again, that win percentage is filled with those 2 guaranteed wins a year that you schedule the wins a year. So it's, they didn't used to do that back in the old days. And his Big Ten record isn't even .500. It's 39-40. But that's the best conference mark among Gophers coaches since Murray Warmath, who retired in 1971. So nobody else has been able to even be close to .500 in Big Ten games. So Fleck is good. You know, his program doesn't have any scandals hardly ever that we hear of. The players that stay are very respectful. He teaches them to be respectful. And look, I want my coach to win. I mean, do I wish that Fleck was doing what Kurt Cignetti was doing and that the Gophers were number 1 in the country right now and getting ready to play in the Rose Bowl against Alabama? Yeah, I do. But Cignetti, that's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And I don't think that anybody we get, if they were to get rid of Fleck, I don't think anybody we get is going to do as well as Fleck. So are you a big Gopher football fan?
I am not, but I dabble when the opportunity presents itself. And I am a huge fan of Drake Lindsey, mostly because of his last name and the correct spelling of that name. So, you know, I want him to do well. But there was that touchdown earlier this year where it looked like he stretched for it and they gave it to him, and it definitely was not a touchdown. But I was pumped about it.
Yeah, that's and no, Drake Lindsey's been great. And
he was, Is he going to stay, you think?
No, he's already said he's going to stay.
He's going to stay.
He's going to stay, and he's going to play tonight. Darius Taylor's going to stay.
But like next year. Next year, he's going to stay.
Same with
Darius
Taylor.
We'll see about that. All the kids say that, and then things can change.
If this kid was thinking of leaving, I don't think he'd come out and say that he was going to do that. One other factor that comes up here, much of that, and then I talked about this on my Sunday show a while back, that the Gophers, to be competitive, they need to get a sugar daddy. For example, Nike co-founder, when he started giving money to Oregon, became a factor. Mark Cuban is all in for Indiana. Cody Campbell is in with Texas Tech. The Gophers need to get a sugar daddy, somebody that went to Minnesota, somebody that wants to rain money on them. Because according to one site, the Gophers are 48th in the country. 247 Sports says the Gophers are ranked 48th nationally among public schools and 14th in the 18th Big Ten for NIL projections. So they just don't have the fact, if that's true, that they're 14 out of 18th in the Big Ten and 48th in the country. Well, then PJ Fleck is punching up because they're right now probably ranked 35th in the country, 35th, 38th in that range. So he's doing better than his NIL rankings. When we come back, we got Matthew Collar. We've put it off too long. Talk Minnesota Vikings when we return here on 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.